WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Search for the Pink-Headed Duck was Rory Nugent's book about his search for a very rare bird in India. Nugent's new book, Drums Along the Congo, was inspired by news reports of an attempt to find a Congo dinosaur. He sublet his apartment and sold whatever items wouldn't fit inside his Chevy Caprice. He parked the Chevy in his garage and took a plane to Africa. John Leonard says Drums Along the Congo is another amazing adventure.
2 years ago, reviewing The Search for the Pink-Headed Duck, I said here that in Rory Nugent, America had at last produced a travel writer as crazy as the British. It says something about Nugent that he's permitted this remark to be quoted on the jacket of his new book. Otherwise, in Africa, this time instead of Asia, he doesn't say much about himself at all, except that he looks like a 6'2" lollipop, wears boxer shorts, smokes camels, once upon a time ran a coastal blockade to deliver a boat to anti-Somoza forces in Nicaragua, and it took him 40 days and 40 nights in the Congo to get a permit, letting him leave Brazzaville for the rainforest, in search this time for Mokali Membi, supreme deity of the jungle, a very long, thin-necked god-beast sauropod, the last living dinosaur, with blood-red eyes, rust-colored skin, short-napped fur, and a jumbo tusk, who hisses like a dragon, murmurs like a stream, and leaves behind in its mysterious vine-eating passage footprints the size of cheese wheels or frisbees. But we can intuit a lot about Nugent from what he notices. While he doesn't mind appearing absurd, he's more than the splendid quack I'd originally imagined. Besides a dreamer, he's also a moralist. The European land grab of Africa is much on his mind, and the 17 million human beings shipped off to slave markets, and the fact that more than half the Congo's rainforest has been okayed for logging because oil revenues are down. If the Congo's Marxist president likes wrestling so much that midget tag team matches occupy a third of the national TV schedule, well, he can't be any worse than King Leopold, or empire builder Stanley, or the French legionnaires and mercenaries who caused 60% of a conscripted black workforce to die building the Congo Railroad, 93 dead bodies for every mile of track. And how much has really changed when Nugent can leave the Brazzaville Fetish Museum to discover on the street a Chairman Mao tie tack? This, however, is to be too solemn. Most of Drums Along the Congo is delightful slapstick. In their river passage toward Lake Tili, an equatorial leftover from before the Ice Age, Nugent and his government nanny and various witch doctor insect oracles and Bantu spear chuckers experience every travail of the mythic quest, and also lots of hallucinogenic scenery. At each village, they must pay a toll or tithe to the tribal chieftain, bottles of scotch and kilos of salt, after which a friendly goat is sacrificed. There is crow instead of rabbit in the Congo stew, and mouse birds up a tulip tree, and giant snails and poisonous frogs, and a lively trade in poached ivory and gorilla fingers, and Nugent is actually captured by a ragtag band of blowdart-toting pygmies. At one point, our hero in boxer shorts is eating monkey, and it occurs to him, as it certainly never would have occurred to me. In previous travels, I've dined on yak, camel, mongoose, dog, snake, rat, even crickets and worms, but I've never eaten this far up the evolutionary scale before. Miracles, too, wait in ambush. In such a rainforest, there ought to be dinosaurs. I'm persuaded, by the time you hear these words, I will have left for Africa myself. Really, I'm as serious as Nugent, who leaves behind in the imagination a dragon's hiss and footprints of the god beast.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Drums Along the Congo by Rory Nugent.